The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards, he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against the stone." Jesus answered him, "Again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence. And he said to him, "All this I shall give to you if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this, Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord.
As we enter into Lent, we hear these primary themes of our faith about grace and sin, about God's action and our free will. There's a beautiful symmetry between Adam and Eve and the tree of knowledge, and Mary and Jesus and the tree of the cross, freeing us from sin. When I was in seminary, I used to always think, okay, I get it. We're sinful, we inherited this sin. Jesus comes, incarnation, carries out his ministry, teaches and preaches, miracles, dies on the cross for our sins, risen from the dead. Why didn't Jesus just wrap it all up then? Because we're still in this in-between place where we see God's grace at work and God's goodness and holy people doing good things. And then we also see sin and death and pain and disunity and all these things. And we're in this in-between place. I said, Jesus, you would have made it easier if you would have just wrapped it up the first time, right? But here we are in the in-between place. And that's part of what the ashes that we just received a few days ago, that's what they remind us. It's kind of elemental, isn't it, right? It's this kind of foundational thing. People want some ashes on there and they're thinking, yeah, it's not easy. You know? It's not easy trying to pursue holiness, trying to remain faithful when things are challenging. But I'm going to trust in Jesus' presence. And then, in the midst of all that, right, sin and grace and all these things, we see the role of the devil. Many of you might, you know, we have very common experiences in our popular culture of the work of the devil. Some people think in extreme terms, like The Exorcist and those kind of movies. Sometimes that's how the devil can work. Most of the time, the way I see the devil working is more like C.S. Lewis. He wrote a book called The Screwtape Letters, and it's about all these subtle ways that the devil wants to work and move us away from the good. Jesus, as we know, is tempted in the desert for 40 days as a time of purification, and he remains faithful. No doubt, he's the Son of God, and he doesn't turn towards power, comfort, and all these other things. He remains faithful to doing the will of the Father. Oftentimes, the way that the devil works is wants to take something that's kind of neutral or good and lead us away to where we're not supposed to be. I'll give you a couple of quick examples. Someone wakes up and they say, I want to do something good for Jesus, right? So they're going to care for the poor, teach faith formation, or be charitable to one of their brothers or sisters. And they do that. It's great. And then the devil wants to get in there and say, you know what? You're better than other Catholics. You're holier than them. Look at how good you are and how bad everyone else is. And just lead you away from the good to spiritual pride. Or perhaps you see an example of God's goodness or beauty, and then just lightly, move that away towards pride and lust. Or perhaps you're going through some difficulty in your life, many of which I've seen as well, and you start to think to yourself, this is hard, but I'm going to try to unite it with Jesus. Okay. And then it gets harder. And then the devil wants to get in there and start to make you think things like this. You're alone. No one cares about you. No one else knows the pain that you have. Do you all see the subtle moves of the devil? To turn us away from being faithful to the Lord, being virtuous, doing good things, bearing our crosses as the Lord asks us to. Last example for the morning. Yesterday was a very busy day in our parish family. We had about 50 members of St. Stephen's, St. Anthony's, who went to the cathedral for the rite of election. And so that's where those who are going to come into the church, they meet the archbishop and we pray for them, people there from all around the archdiocese. Great, nice. I started the day, as I always do, with morning prayer in our chapel. There. Yes, Lord, I'm there for you. Then I run down the cathedral, do these things for a couple hours, greet people and everything. And then I rush back to St. Anthony's because we were hosting a Hispanic young adult conference for the archdiocese, and Bishop Eusebio was there. So I was there to kind of help out a little bit and then hear confessions, and then Father Chondo's around, Father Joseph. So we're all there working together. And then I try to help out, hear confessions, and then run up here and do the Saturday evening mass, right? St. Stephen's. And then I had a couple of phone calls later that evening with a couple of brother priests that were going through difficulties. In the middle of all those things, you know what I thought? I need a cookie. You know what I gave up for Lent? Sweets, right? As well as a few other things, but sweets. And so in the midst of all those things, even though we start our Lent in this place of like, yeah, I'm good. I'm here to pray. I'm going to do all these things. How easily the devil can get in there and be like, look at all the good things you do for God's people. You deserve the cookie. You know what I mean? You need the cookie because otherwise, how are you going to sustain yourself, right? And when the devil tempts us in these little tiny ways, right, preys upon our own weakness and our sin, no doubt, right? And the devil just kind of just moves us. Three things that I did really quickly, okay? One, I stopped and I said, no. Nope. That's not what I'm called to do. I kind of just, simple enough, right? Just to stop yourself and be like, no, not going to do that. It's not good. Secondly, I told Father Joseph to not let me have a cookie in the rectory. Father Joseph, I'm going to be tempted. If you see me going for the cookie, you tell me no too, right? And he was kind of like, okay. So I brought it out into the open, right? Told somebody else what I was being tempted with, even in a small way like this. And then the third thing I did, instead of the cookie, I replaced it with a virtue. And I ate a piece of celery. It wasn't very good, to be honest with you, but I did it all the same. You see, when we have these moments in our lives, and we want to do good in Lent, right? We want to enter into these disciplines. We want to be holy. And most time it goes okay. And then sometimes when things are kind of harder, when we have a very full day or we're feeling lonely or tired or running around or whatever it might be, we'll be tempted, and then the devil just gets right in there. You just say no. Let somebody else know, right? They can kind of pray for you, help you out. You're not trying to do it on your own. And then move towards virtue, not vice. And then in the midst of those things, the foundation of it all, ask Jesus to help you. And here I am, everyone, cookie free. And as we enter into this Lenten season, and you might encounter these challenges and difficulties, etc., just say no. Have someone else help you. Choose virtue and ask Jesus to be with you.